All right, it is 105.1 Jack FM, KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, and the County 10 Podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and today we get the opportunity to chat with Michael Kusick from the Wyoming Pathways Group. Michael, good morning. Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, and good morning.
So what is Wyoming Pathways?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Wyoming Pathways is an organization, a not-for-profit organization that works with communities, land managers, interest groups, citizens on making their communities more walkable, bikeable. Mm-hmm. Human-powered transportation is kind of our thing. And we operate under the goals of safety first, improving general and physical well-being and mental health. Also, economic development's a big part of what we do. So,
this is such a pedestrian-friendly town. I just chatted with a very nice woman from the Lander Cycling Club the other day that I ran into a couple of times. She said there's such a great mutual understanding here between motorists and cyclists and pedestrians as opposed to other places. But I imagine there's still a ways to go in that respect as far as safety.
You bet. Wyoming Pathways conducted a survey starting last fall that's still active today, and folks from around the state are letting us know, and particularly in Lander, that they'd like to see more walkable, bikeable pathways that are dedicated to non-motorized. They'd like to see bike lanes on streets that are structured with safety in mind in terms of, like, extra white lines and bike sharrow paint, the paint that has the bicycle and an arrow going forward in the lane. So we do have some really good opportunities here.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, folks may think what pops in their head automatically are cyclists, the hardcore cyclists, but we're also talking school kids. We're talking the late night bar crowd that's walking to and from
all of
the downtown events. There's a lot of uses for this.
Yeah, it's a great point. The vast majority of folks who ride bikes in this community are just literally, like you said, kids going to school, mm-hmm. people riding around their neighborhoods. I was on city council for a while, and one of my liaisonships was the Lander Senior Center, and they would like to see bike lanes that aren't anywhere near streets so they can bike and walk to the grocery store, the library, et cetera. So, yeah, there's way more than just the hardcores that are all Lycra'd up and helmets. There's a lot of folks who like to walk and bike around here.
Yeah, definitely. A great cause there for sure. And you mentioned that you've got a lot of projects, a lot of things going on. Anything specifically we can get into this summer? What's your group focused on here over the next few months?
You bet. We have a really cool project happening out at Johnny Behind the Rocks. We're working with the BLM and Lander Cycling Club to put in some new mountain bike trails. One specifically will be a downhill optimized trail, which means it's designed with that in mind for mountain bikers. And I think what that will do, it'll be a great example of what we can do when we disperse traffic. Often on trails, you'll have trail conflict where one user is going uphill, the other wants to go downhill. A trail like this takes a lot of the folks who want to go downhill and put them on a place where they're not going to have much conflict. So we're excited about that. We're also working with the city of Lander on safe crossings to schools. In fact, the Judiciary Committee met here in Lander of the legislature a couple of weeks ago, and we were able to testify about the need for more funding to improve safety and crosswalks at school. So it's a good time to be working these projects in Lander.
That's great. I imagine advocates for your group are important, but do you need physical volunteers? Do you need people to come out and help you?
Absolutely. We've got, you know, Cycling Club, Lander Cycling Club helps us out a great deal. A lot of the projects that we get funding for require a local match, and that can be in dollars or in kind. Right now, we're raising money through Lander Community Foundation, which is a wonderful partner in this community, you know, matching our donations like everyone else you're visiting with, I'm sure, because we do have to raise a lot of money to get these things done. And so if folks feel inclined to donate to that or give us a call, look up Wyoming Pathways, yopath.org, send us a note that you'd like to be involved. We could sure use your help.
Perfect. So financially, obviously, a big deal for everybody. Wyoming community or the Lander Community Foundation does such a phenomenal job here in our community. And I believe it's through July 10th that you can donate there and have some of that matched.
That's right. And I've actually been on the Community Foundation board now for about a term and a half. And what we see every year is just the tremendous giving nature of our community. Mm-hmm. You know, during the COVID years, we raised over $500,000 each year out of this town. And what that does is it keeps not-for-profits strong and vital to accomplish their mission. But yes, that match is critical. So please donate if you're so inclined before the deadline, and that will help us all out.
Yeah, more of a broad question here for you about the community of Lander. But, you know, through my own personal experience of being involved in the community here and then hearing some of these nonprofits the last few days, you touched on it briefly there, but there are not a lot of small towns and not a lot of big cities where it feels like everybody you run into is doing something to give back to the greater good, and whether that's through art or the school systems or, you know, through pathways, whatever it is, it feels like this is a place where everybody is capable of giving back and does.
It's phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it. I agree with you 100%. Per capita, I would guess that we have among the highest rate of giving maybe in the region from the numbers that we raised from different opportunities last year with Lander Presents being brand new. Wyoming Community Foundation gave us some money, but Lander Community Foundation really benefits from any number of groups that see what we're doing and want to support it.
Great. Where can we follow Wyoming Pathways for more? Is there anywhere online with more information?
Well, we have yopath.org as our website, Facebook, Wyoming Pathways. We're on Instagram, Wyoming Pathways. And yeah, we're trying to build that following too. We're a small organization, and you know, leave it to a person my age to be in charge of tech or social media, it's going to be a little bit in need of some boosting. But yeah, we'd love to get your follows and your questions on those platforms.
Perfect. Well, definitely appreciate the safety aspect. And I'm not a cyclist yet. I'm trying to get into it, but definitely a hiker and appreciate all the opportunities as far as Wyoming Pathways are concerned. So appreciate all you're doing. Encourage everybody to go support through the Lander Community Foundation or elsewhere. If you can make a monetary donation, please do. And if you can help out and volunteer, that'd be great too. Michael, anything else we need to mention before we say goodbye?
No, but we do thank you very much. You're a great partner in this community too, and we're grateful for the opportunity.